Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 13 of The Spiritual Combat, How We Are to Encounter Sensuality and to Grow in Virtue, continued. For example, if you want to acquire a high degree of patience, you must not consider it sufficient to employ the three types of weapons that have been mentioned in order to overcome all the impatience occasioned by the contempt you endure from others. You must proceed even to an affection for the contempt itself, to wish for its repetition, even from the same persons, to resolve to endure patiently even greater insults. The reason we must form acts which are directly contrary to our failings, if we desire to obtain perfection, is this. Other acts of virtue, however efficacious and frequent, do not strike directly at the root of evil. To continue the example, although we do not give consent to impulses of anger, but deal with them in the ways described, yet be certain of this. Unless you accustom yourself to enjoy contempt and be happy in it, you will never entirely root out the vice of impatience, as it springs up from a dread of contempt and a fondness for the applause of men. As long as the root of this weed is not torn out, it will sprout again, and your virtue will perish. In time, you must discover that you are stripped of good habits and in continual danger of falling back into your former disorders. Never hope to acquire solid virtue unless you destroy your own particular failings by performing frequent acts which are directly opposed to them. I say frequent acts, for frequent acts are necessary to build a virtuous habit, just as many sins are required to confirm oneself in a vicious habit. In fact, a great number of acts must be performed in the former instance, because our weakened nature resists the one side as much as it assists the other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Scupoli sets a very high bar. It's not enough to overcome all the impatience occasioned by the contempt you endure from others. Why do we get angry? We get angry because we feel that someone is putting us in contempt. That is, they're not respecting us. They're disrespecting us. That's not the only reason we get angry, but there's always some kind of insult that we feel. Someone's being unfair to us. And especially if it's contempt, that this person really is disrespecting me. And he says the only way to really overcome our impatience, to get at the root of it, is to have an affection for the contempt itself, to wish for its repetition, even from the same persons, and then to resolve to endure patiently even greater insults. Think back to that example of St. Philip Neri from yesterday, when he was ordained, the sacristans, the two sacristans, the ex-monks, they did everything they could to insult him. They really did hold him in contempt. And Philip was able not to get angry, but interiorly he was boiling at one point, and he begged the crucifix, "Lord, how many times have I prayed for patience? When are you going to give it to me?" In other words, I still do not have any affection for this contempt. I cannot stand it. So let us ask the Lord Not that we can become saints in 4 days, but let us ask him to lead us along this path towards patience. Let us ask him for the grace to slowly, slowly make our way, first of all by resisting every kind of impulse towards revenge, and then to learn how to practice, imagine a worse insult coming, and to put these thoughts away as quickly as possible, to turn to the Holy Spirit, to give our hearts to the Holy Spirit, because it's not in our power to forgive on our own. We have to give our hearts to the Holy Spirit so we can transform the injury into pardon and the hurt into compassion. And beyond that, the Holy Spirit might even give us a desire to be held in contempt, like St. Philip. By the end of his life, St. Philip delighted in being thought little of. He delighted in being scorned. And he was resolved for even greater insults for the glory of God. But saints are not made in 4 days. Piano, piano, little by little. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.